This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
And online at SBNationLive.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, Friday nights can only mean one thing. It is time for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. Coming to you from Houston on SB Nation Radio. Yeah, if you're just dialing in tonight, you know what? We have a new time slot, 7 to 9 Eastern, and I hope you will join us each and every Friday night. We are going to hit on a variety of subjects tonight as we continue to cope with this pandemic. We've got some amazing guests that hopefully will inspire you. First time on the program from the Golf Channel, Matt Adams will be joining us. Also, a dear friend of our program, CEO of Block 6 Analytics, Adam Grossman. And kicking off with our first interview this evening will be Dr. Rob Bell. He is a leading sports psychology coach. But right now in studio, hanging out with the Big E, is our producer. Give him a follow on Twitter, @JackMC15. Jack, how have you been doing and how's your week been going for you?
This week's been a lot better. Last week was hard because the opening day of baseball season didn't happen. But I'm starting to better cope with everything that's going on, just hoping for new days as each day comes.
Jerry Jones, he's kind of back to his old ways. What were your thoughts on his latest signing in free agency, some of the movement that has taken place?
So they're really rebuilding their defense. They've lost really key guys like Malik Collins and Jeff Heath and Byron Jones to the Dolphins, but we have rebuilded since signing Gerald McCoy, Clinton Dix, and then the surprise signing of Aldon Smith out of nowhere, who hasn't played since 2015.
Yes, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of comeback that he does make. We talk about Aldon Smith, but what about the Cowboys and Dak, their contract negotiations? I mean, the deadline to sign a long-term contract is July 15th. Where are they in terms of this with Dak?
From what my understanding is that they're not really close. I think what the Jerry Jones is going to play out this year is that he's going to have Dak have this one-year deal and it kind of be his contract year to see if he wants to resign him for a long-term deal.
Okay, you're a big NFL fan. What do you think? What's going to be the fate of the 2020 season?
I hope it happens, and I hope it's Cowboys and Tampa Bay in the NFC, and either one of those teams will play the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that'd be pretty amazing. Hey, stick around. We got a lot coming your way here in Hour 1. Dr. Rob Bell is going to be next, leading sports psychology coach, and we're going to talk about his new book. Come on back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Hour 1, SB Nation Radio, the next generation of sports radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. So glad you were with us over the next 2 hours. Many different ways to connect. Always live on Twitter, @eRadioSportsInfo, eRadioSports.com, and Twice Is Nice, podcastarena.com. And as always, thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. You can get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. And if you are tuning in tonight, we certainly hope you are keeping your distance to stay safe as we all are looking for ways to cope with the coronavirus pandemic. And so tonight, I thought, what a perfect way to kick off our program. We have extended an invitation to Dr. Rob Bell. He is a leading sports psychologist, coach who is the author of 6 books on mental toughness. And we all need that right now. We need grit. And you can check him out at drrobbell.com. Good evening, Dr. Bell. It's nice to have you on the show.
Thanks, Alyssa. I wish we were talking under different circumstances, but thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I have been looking forward to this conversation, you know, helping out our audience, our listeners, on discussing some strategies on how we can be mentally tough through this whole crisis. But first and foremost, I mean, talk to us. You're a Midwest guy. You're there in the great state of Indiana. How are you and your family doing, and what's going on in that part of the country?
Yeah, I think it's the same. I mean, it's a lot of things get locked down. I think it changes day to day, and that's a lot of times a stress. So, I mean, in terms of my family, I mean, I think the relationships within our own four walls really become so important right now. And I think the biggest thing that we can always do is just make sure we have that routine and that routine on how we're structuring our day. And that's, I really think it does just such a good job of keeping us grounded.
You know, Dr. Bell, you are very close with your family. You're getting kind of creative. I saw on your Twitter feed, and I want you to enlighten our listeners. Tell us about this 24-hour challenge that you had with your family. I know there's larger concerns than sports right now, but let's have a little bit of fun tonight. Come on.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I mean, physical fitness and exercise and sports is what we do. And one of the things talking with our family is we've got to use this as an opportunity to get better. Look, I mean, you know, we want to hunker down, but we've got to use it as an opportunity. And so one of the things that we need to do is we need to be able to challenge ourselves and test ourselves. So all we did is for every 4 hours, I ran 4 miles for every 4 hours, and then that was for 24 hours. So my kids, they ran 1 mile every 4 hours. So it was 8 p.m., midnight, 4 a.m., 8 a.m., noon, 4 p.m., and then 8 p.m. to knock it off. So that was 28 miles. That was yesterday. And life isn't an endurance race, right? I mean, there's no greater endurance race than life. And if we can exercise that, all we got to do is you just got to keep moving. Just one split at a time is what's most important.
Okay, but listen, Dr. Rob, you're like an Iron Man. So, I mean, like, how do you feel? You're in shape, but what about us that have been eating spicy Cheetos and we're sitting on the couch? Come on.
Well, I think then we got to be able to start where we are. And if my kids can do 1 mile, then we can do 1 mile. And then it's just getting back to how bad do we want it? Can we see the benefit of being able to get some control back in our lives and exercise that control? And then we're doing something. And I guarantee we're going to be a lot better mood. And who cares if we get sore? That's going to leave. But the courage and the confidence stays with us.
What a great way to kick off hour one. Dr. Rob Bell, a leading sports psychology coach, is on our program tonight. He's the author of 6 books on mental toughness. And I love this. You say mental toughness is caught, not always taught. That's what you teach so many of your clients on how to be the best at getting better. And this is when it all happens, right?
Absolutely. I mean, look, I've got a podcast too, and I can't wait to have you on there. But everybody defines mental toughness a little different. But the one common theme is adversity. And so with like what we're going through right now, it exposes a lot of our mental toughness. And this is a hinge moment in all our lives. Everything's going to be different afterwards. And it's how we deal, handle, and cope with the stress that we get under. That's going to reveal our mental toughness. And that's what I mean. It's caught more than it's taught.
So let's talk about one of your recent articles, 4 ways to help your athlete cope with coronavirus. And I found this post to be very helpful. And I know there's a lot of parents tuning in tonight, their son or daughter, perhaps as an athlete. And everyone, you know, our life has been turned upside down. We're all in uncharted waters. Would you mind providing for the parents tonight just some guidance? How does one handle the loss of competition?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is such an important part, and it is. It's a loss. And what happens when we lose those important games? If we've been in the locker room, those losses suck. I mean, there's no way around it.
Absolutely.
It hurts. And so, you know, how do we get past that piece? Well, one of the things I think we have to realize is, like, look, people are going to act very different. Look, if this is going to get a lot worse and it gets better in the next 3 weeks, because I think we can handle 1 week, 2 weeks, but in a month's time. So the fact of, like, your kids are going to probably get depressed. They're going to handle things way different than they have before. And it's just allowing ourselves and them that room to go through that space. And not to be able to solve their problems, but just to be able to listen if we can. But just knowing, like, look, that's going to be a natural reaction to what we're going through. The other part, what I think is important, that's what I said at the very beginning, is we have to have a routine. We got to stay on our routine. Now, and what I mean by that is we've got to be able to master the simple things. The things that are in our control. So we hear it all the time, control what you can't control. But that means our sleep patterns, what we're eating, and the thoughts then that we're feeding ourselves at that time. Look, if all we're feeding ourselves is the negativity of Facebook posts and news, then that's what we're going to be putting back out. We have to marinate our mind, I think, with that positivity. Like, what are the podcasts we got to listen to, the books we have to read, or the inspirational movies that we have? You know, that's what we got to do. And then lastly, is I just say this, and it's about focus on others, because we get outside of our own head. Look, when we're stuck inside our own head, at least for me, I'm behind enemy lines. You know, that's when I get attacked. I get outside my own head if I can focus on who can I help today in some small way, or who can I reach out to. And the real strange part is this, is we cannot help out others without also helping out ourselves. And if we can focus on others, that's how it takes place.
You know, you bring up a great point because I would say as an athlete, it's very easy to get ingrown and you are only thinking about yourself and competition and how do I get better. And so it really is important. I mean, we're having a hard pause in our life to reconnect with family members, with friends. And it always feels so good. I mean, I'm an encourager by nature. I love to send, you know, texts or scriptures. And there right now, there's a lot of opportunities out there.
There is, and that's the thing. I mean, we look at it two ways. This is an obstacle, meaning like this is a threat and how this is going to affect me. And you know what? It's true. It's real. Or we can shift our whole attitude and focus and say, man, where is the opportunity? This is a challenge and I want to be in this situation. Like acceptance is the key to all our problems. If we can accept where we are. And the real thing is this, right, is we all start time traveling during this. We start time traveling until to May, you know, to June and what that's going to look like. Look, we have to just focus on just this week and these next 24 hours and just this hour. What can we do right now that's going to help us put us in a good spot?
Do you think when this is over, and hopefully it's going to happen real soon, folks will have a different value on what's really important in life, in the grand scheme of things, that they will see things differently and react?
It's so important, isn't it? I mean, it's amazing how when things like this happen, how small then we can really feel. And what I think that's really going to happen is if we can be able to maximize this time, it's going to help when this whole situation is over and we're past it. That's the key, and that's the part that I think is so important. So anybody that I'm talking to, that I mean, we've got to focus and be able to marinate our mind and have a routine and focus on others now. So we are prepared for the next couple of weeks and we're prepared for however long it's going to go. But then when this is over, look, then we're going to be a whole lot better off than what we were.
Okay. So listen, Dr. Bell, you've talked about many times tonight over and over again about marinating our mind. You are the author of 6 books. What your latest release is Puke Rally. So we are running out of time, but just quickly give us a quick hit, 30 seconds, where they can go and get a copy of that. And then we will reconvene. I promise we're going to have you back on the show here in about a month.
Well, that's awesome. Well, the book's going to be out at the end of this month. It's Puke and Rally, and the whole premise is it's not about the setback. It's about the comeback.
Amen. Love that. Dr. Rob Bell. Check him out, drrobbell.com. Great stuff out there. I'm so glad that we connected on Twitter, and we look forward to another conversation. We need therapy. All of us do. So we'll talk in the next 30 days. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks so much.
Of course, you stick around. Much more coming your way. We're going to talk some NFL news and notes, some of the movement that has taken place.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, we are back at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Many different ways to connect. We'd love to hear from you this evening. Always live on Twitter at eRadio Sports. Info, eRadioSports.com, podcast, arena.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. They will help make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. Now for a limited time, you can save actually 15% when you buy any set of Brake Best pads and 2 Brake Best rotors. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. As promised, we're going to talk about the NFL, how they are responding to the coronavirus and all the off-season activity. It's a true pleasure to have back with us NFL columnist from the New York Newsday. That is the great Bob Glauber. Bob, good evening. Nice to have you with us tonight.
Hey, Alyssa, thank you very much for having me. Always good to talk to you.
Well, we wanted to check on you because you are up there in the New York area, and there's been just an incredible spike in cases. And it's been a really tough time, tough situation. I know New York has been hit so hard, so much uncertainty and restrictions. How are you guys doing?
We are doing okay. Thank you very much for asking. And it's definitely a eye-opening experience. And, you know, our hearts go out to everybody who's affected. And I'm telling you, there are so many acts of heroism going on among the doctors and nurses and first responders and everybody who's just on the front lines of this thing. It's unnerving, and it's... you know, depressing and scary, but, you know, you got to fight through it, and people are doing that. So it's kind of uplifting in its own way, because we're seeing so many truly heroic things going on.
Absolutely. And New Yorkers, they are resilient and just amazing people. My sister, she lives in the New York area. She actually just went back down to Nashville, but she just said, Cher, that there were so many stories of just New Yorkers, how they're really helping each other out and, you know, just trying to muscle through a very stressful, a very difficult time. But, you know, as an NFL columnist, you know, what adjustments have you had to make in the workplace?
Well, honestly, Alyssa, very few, because at this time of year anyway, this is a very intensive time to work from home. When there is free agency, there is pre-draft stuff going on. So I've missed. I did go to the scouting combine in Indianapolis, and then we did have that owners meeting canceled that would have been this week,
right?
In Palm Beach. Now there is another owners meeting scheduled for May in California. I don't think that will come off because of circumstances. But overall, I mean, it's kind of business as usual in the NFL, and I think they have found in the league that it's kind of given people a diversion, something to talk about, and it's, you know, they're not putting anybody in harm's way. They're doing this stuff over the phone. They're doing it. They'll be doing the draft in a virtual fashion on television, and you know, so it's nobody's getting hurt, and you are having kind of a business as usual dynamic with obviously, you know, people know what's going on. But I have found that fans kind of look forward to it. And, you know, they're talking about their teams. They're not talking about, you know, the situation going on. And we all know what's going on. And, you know, life does go on in a lot of ways. I you know, we watch in our house the Kelly and Ryan show every morning.
Oh, yes.
Well, they're doing it from their homes. So, you know, you try to create as big a sense of normalcy as possible. And the NFL is doing that by having everything go on. Will the season go on as scheduled? I don't know. And if this thing doesn't rectify itself, the answer is no. And I could absolutely see that, you know, this could be a year without football, or certainly very late in the year, you know, once things do settle down. But like Dr. Fauci says, the virus is going to set the timetable, no one else.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it is Hour 1, SB Nation Radio, the next generation of sports radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can join us many different ways at eRadio Sports Info, eRadioSports.com, and our very special guest, NFL columnist with New York's Newsday. He is also the president of the Pro Football Writers of America and author of his recent release, Guts and Genius, the story of three unlikely coaches who came to dominate the NFL in the 80s. You know what? Google that. We got plenty of time to read. Our special guest, of course, is Bob Glauber. Okay, so listen, Bobby, you talked about the NFL draft. Okay, so it is on the schedule for April 23rd through the 25th. This is a three-day event. So it's what been moved from Vegas amid this outbreak, but it will be conducted where? It's kind of bizarre. Like, how are they recalibrating? What are they doing?
Well, it's still, a lot of the details still remain to be seen. And I think what you're going to see is Roger Goodell will be positioned somewhere. He could be in a studio in New York. He could be home, because they do want to stress this stay-at-home mentality that they want people to have. So the specifics for the players are a little bit more set. They are sending out, you know, they will have the top players available via video conference, and then it remains to be seen where Goodell is going to be positioned. And then you'll have the networks do what they want to do. You'll probably, I don't know if ESPN is an NFL network are going to have studio shows at this point. I think the answer, if it was today, would be probably not. But a lot of that stuff is up in the air. We do know that it will just be a virtual kind of setup, and they will make it as less as unweird as possible, if that is possible. I don't think it is. It's going to be very unusual. But I've spoken to a number of, you know, agents of the players who are in contact with them, and these kids are excited about going into the NFL, and it's just going to be in a very, very different format than we've ever seen before.
You know, it is a different format, but from what I've heard and read, that it will be broadcast on ABC, ESPN, and the NFL Network. So I guess
it'll be on TV.
Yeah,
but we just don't know where I don't know if they're going to have it in a studio. Like where the talent will, because the talent right now at NFL Network is not in studio. They are on remote. So I think you'll see some of that. You'll certainly see it with the players because they're not going anywhere. But we don't know. I don't know that the studios and the TV networks have figured out exactly how their studios will be working. So, and that's, you know, they're doing it out of an abundance of caution for the talent themselves. Mm-hmm. So it'll be history no matter what.
Absolutely. We just have to wait and see. Our special guest tonight, NFL columnist with New York Newsday, that is Bob Glauber, is with us at SB Nation Radio. Let's talk about the NFL season. I mean, what do you think? Will it start on time? I mean, what are the keys to ensure that the NFL season does get the green light and it is a go? I can't even imagine not having college football and the NFL.
Hey, listen, I think it's still up in the air whether there is football. I just think we're gonna have to wait and see what the situation is with the virus, and nobody can know. And you know, if the NFL feels confident that projections are that they will be able to have a season, I don't know if they're just saying that for public consumption or not, but we just don't know. And now we get experts like Dr. Fauci saying, you know, this thing could come back in the fall. And if that does happen, I mean, could you see 70,000 people crammed into a stadium watching a game where players hit each other on every play and risk, you know, spreading the virus? So it's so many things have to happen for this NFL season to come off on time. And don't forget, like, say they can open in sometime in September, and they feel like September would be the first opportunity. Well, they got to go to training camp. They've got to get in football shape to be able to participate. And the players and certainly the agents are concerned that they want their players to have time to be able to get into football shape.
Mm-hmm.
And throw in the fact that this is such an abnormal offseason that the players can't even go to the local gym to work out because those gyms are closed. So it's really a kind of a uncertain time for everybody involved. And I don't know, I think it's very much up in the air that they start on time and perhaps even that they even play this season.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the offseason movement that has taken place right at the forefront, right at the top, of course, is Tom Brady. He has a brand new home in Tampa. What does he have to prove yet? And why Tampa?
Well, okay, he has nothing to prove as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you win 6 Super Bowls, it's like, all right, that's it, you're done. All right, you're going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You're the greatest, most accomplished quarterback ever in the history of the NFL, and nothing left to prove. But here's the thing with Brady. All right, I had a conversation with him, must have been 10 years ago. And this was 10 years ago, and so he's 32, say 33. And at that point in a quarterback's life, you just wonder, hey, how much longer do you want to do this, you know? Let's just say, for argument's sake, he was 34, right? And we're having this conversation. He's walking back from practice, and I ask him how much longer he wants to do it. He says, I just want to keep going. It's like, what the hell else would I do? And he said it like that. I'm like, oh, my God. That was like, really? I kind of go back to that conversation now, looking back, that that guy just is addicted and loves football so much. It's, what the hell else am I going to do? And that applies today. The guy loves to play. And I don't think he's trying to prove anybody wrong. I think he's just trying to get to where he can play football and play it as long as he possibly can. And I don't think that opportunity was there in New England beyond the 2020 season. He wanted to play beyond that. And Bill Belichick didn't seem willing to make that financial commitment into 2022 or 21.
Okay, so you mentioned Bill Belichick. You think he's prepared for the long road ahead without Tom Brady? How will they respond?
You know, I think Belichick is probably the greatest coach of all time. And, you know, he has had years as a head coach without Tom Brady. You saw what he did in Cleveland, all right? He had a somewhat
sure.
similar situation where he inherited Bernie Kosar, and he eventually cut ties with Bernie because of what he called diminished skills. And he patched it together with whoever he could. There were some ups and downs. He had Vinny Testaverde, and he resurrected Vinny's career after a horrendous run in Tampa, and they got to the playoffs one year. So Belichick is a smart guy. If it's Jarrett Stidham, the second-year quarterback, to do the work, then he'll do the best he can coaching him up and see what happens. So I think Belichick enjoys this kind of challenge, and I think this would be good for both Belichick and Brady. You know, see what they can do apart. 20 years is a long time for anything, and in football years, God, it's an eternity. So it'll be, I think, in some ways a refreshing change for both of them, and certainly for Belichick, who just shows no signs himself of of ever slowing down or thinking about, you know, when the day comes that he'll retire.
Hey, NFL columnist, New York Newsday, Bob Glauber has been with us tonight, SB Nation Radio.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, it is Friday night. Welcome back. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. We love to hear from you. You can join us live always on Twitter at eRadio Sports Info, eRadioSports.com, and PodcastArena.com. As always, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low, low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Well, as promised, the golf conversation, it will continue. We're going to go back inside the ropes as we discuss COVID-19's impact on the world of golf. And delighted to have with us from the Golf Channel, he is amazing. That is Matt Adams. He's also host of Fairways of Life Radio. You can check him out Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, and available on every major audio platform. First time on our program and on our network. Good evening. It's nice to have you with us, Matt.
Hi, Alyssa. It's an honor to be with you. Thank you.
Well, before we start our conversation about COVID-19's virus and just the impact it has had on golf, you know, I mentioned you're on the Golf Channel, but in addition, you also host a five-day-a-week live radio show. And I just have to wonder, Matt, how big of a challenge has that been for you to keep, you know, fresh material when there's not a whole lot of activity in sports right now? I mean, you probably got to get pretty creative.
We did to a certain extent, Alyssa. What we decided to do was we kind of went back into our own archives because we've been doing the Fairways of Life show for so many years. I think this is our 13th or 14th year doing the show. So we decided that generally the most popular thing we do are long-form interviews. And while we see ourselves as, because we're a daily morning show, as a show that brings people up to speed and everything going on in the world of golf, we decided we're going to go back to these long-form interview shows again. And in the last week, we've had, I think, Curtis Strange, Trevino, Hal Sutton, Dave Stockton. This Monday, Gary Player is going to be on the show. And as you know, given the space that we're in, an unconfined and undefined, in some cases, digital space, we can just go wherever the conversation goes. I don't really worry about time. I make sure I weave in the sponsors where it's appropriate. But other than that, we just enjoy the conversation. It's really, so for us, it's been fun. It's been fun individually for me and my producer, but hopefully it's also been fun for the audience that it gives them some sense of normalcy in a time that's anything but.
Well, I must share, I would love to have the opportunity to interview Gary Player. What did he share in your conversation?
This conversation won't take place till Monday, but he's been on with us probably 15, 20 times before, and Gary Player is a classic. He's fourth all-time in major championships.
Yeah.
He's tied with Ben Hogan in that regard. But it's hard to keep Mr. Player on the rails when you're talking about, say, a golf tournament or current events, because he's so passionate about, he wants to reach people, he wants to save people, and he wants them to understand that the vast majority of what happens to us, be it cancer or anything else, is because of what we put into our bodies. And so he's constantly preaching to, we need to eat better, less red meat, get more exercise, all the things that our mother and grandmother probably told us, but in this case, it's being told to you by a legend.
You're listening to the voice, Matt Adams. He is a multiple-time New York Times bestselling author, a Golf Channel personality. You can check him out on Golf Central, Morning Drive, and Equipment Insider, and host, as we just mentioned, of the award-winning radio show Fairways of Life with Matt Adams, which airs live weekdays, 8 a.m. Eastern Time around the world on Fairways of Life apps. And, you know, we talk about your radio show, but one of your recent TV segments with Gary Williams and Jaime Diaz is when you discuss the restrictions and the opportunity for some to play the sport we all love during this challenging time. We are, as I mentioned off air, we're down here in Houston, and for the most part, you know, golf courses are open. I mean, not all driving ranges are open, but how are things where you're located, and how has your golf game been impacted by this pandemic?
Yeah, we are in Orlando, Florida. And in Florida, the golf courses, at least in our county here, I don't believe they're closed anywhere in Florida, but they're definitely open where we are. And they're trying to exercise a lot of the same safety and caution that golf courses that are open around the country and are open around the world, Alyssa. There's about 35% of the USA's golf courses that are currently closed, just permanently locked the door closed. They're not going to be reopened until this passes. Internationally, the number's closer to about 85%. But some of the practices that people are doing, which kind of illustrates not getting too close to each other, one person to a cart or walking, take away the rakes so that if your ball goes into a bunker, it's either treated as ground under repair or you get a preferred lie in the bunker. Some people are lifting the cup about an inch above the ground. So if you hit the cup, you're done, you're in the hole. That way you don't have to touch the flag. Here at this course, they put foam in the bottom of the cup. So if it hits the foam, obviously the ball doesn't drop down very far and it's very easy to pick it out. Again, you don't have to touch the flag as a result. By and large, I'm seeing that people are practicing really good social distancing. There's no handshakes. There's no hugs. There's no fist pumps. Mm-hmm. None of those things, you know, knuckle banging, all that. None of that happens. I've seen some people kind of tap elbows, but that's about the extent of it. So as strange as it may be, I actually think people are adjusting to all of this, and it's starting to become the new norm, at least through this period.
Okay, Matt, you talk about no rakes, raising of cups, social distancing. It's just like playing the game of golf. I mean, safety first is the mindset. But do you think courses should stay open? I mean, there are a lot of restrictions,
yeah.
But do you anticipate that courses will remain open as we're seeing more and more closures?
Yeah, it's. I think with golf, because golf is so often a political hot potato, if golf is on, given, I don't know who the governor is in these respective states, but if golf is not a priority to that governor, then the governor is going to shut down golf because it's viewed, or the way that it can be viewed easily, as some type of an elitist game, et cetera. I think that's a mistake. I don't think you're at any more risk playing the game of golf if you follow safety precautions than you would be out walking your dog. And they do want people to get out and get some exercise and be in the fresh air and be in the sunshine. So I think closing golf, just to close golf, is a short-sighted decision in many cases. There are some states, for example, like Connecticut, that initially said no, golf courses have to close, and then they reversed that decision and said it's a good way to get people out into the fresh air. Just like everything else and anything else, you have to be careful. And to reiterate again, you have to be as careful playing golf from a social distancing standpoint as you would be if you were out for a jog or out for a walk.
Well, yeah, and mental health. I mean, that obviously is a priority, too. We got to take care of our psyche. We got to take care of our mental health. And recreationally, one would think, I mean, golf is the safest sport as long as everyone's doing their part and abiding by the rules.
I'm not so sure about how good golf is for one's mental capacity, though. It seems to vex people more than anything else.
Oh, our special guest tonight is Matt Adams. He is the host of the award-winning radio show. You got to check him out, Fairways of Life with Matt Adams, which airs live weekdays, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, around the world on Fairways of Life apps. Okay, so listen, Matt, let's talk about some good news this week. And we heard about the possibility of a repeat of the 2018 showdown between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. It is reportedly set for a May date, and will also include a couple of NFL legends, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. So what was your immediate reaction? And I know you're fired up. Come on, we want some fresh programming.
Yeah, I mean, from the standpoint of having something that's competitive to watch, I think it's absolutely brilliant. The fact that it's Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, I think that's enough right there. I do understand bringing in the quarterbacks because you're trying to tap into the largest sports group, at least in the United States, and that's the NFL, that's football. So I get that too. I'm not one that particularly cares whether I watch celebrities play golf or whether they're athletes or not. So I don't care about one way or the other. But seeing Tiger and seeing Phil Mickelson going at it, even if both of them are a little bit rusty and in their latter years of their competitive years on tour, I do think that that would be entertaining. That's at a time where we're absolutely thirsting for something.
Absolutely. But I think of, you know, Brady and Manning, that's going to spice things up a bit. But any insights you can provide? I mean, I've heard, you know, Peyton Manning, he's a pretty darn good golfer. But what kind of golfer is Tom Brady?
He's pretty good too, from what I've heard. I know from friends that have played with him at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am when he was playing with his dad quite often. That, you know, all these guys are uber competitive, and that's why they do what they do. That's why they've done it as long as they have, and for Phil and Tiger and Tom, they continue to do it. So I think it's going to be great regardless from that standpoint of just pure competition. I expect that because it's not their normal profession, you're going to see some squirrely shots from the two quarterbacks. It's not the same as if they were doing a skills competition, you know, and throwing a football, and then you had Phil and Tiger there, and I would expect them to be squirrely in that area. But they're both just fierce competitors, and they're both decent golfers. So, yeah, I think they'll hold their own.
And I think with the gambling gods, they'll be pretty darn happy too, right?
Yeah. Because everybody is waiting for some sport to happen, I applaud them for the fact that they're the first in there. I had said one day, and it was the radio show, I think, not the TV, where I was actually talking back to the producer, and I said, you know, with today's technologies, with the ability to stream live with your phones, I'm surprised somebody hasn't just streamed something, even if it was just two friends playing golf and somebody else was streaming it as they went along. I think right now people are so wanting for live sports that pretty much anything would do. I got a text from a friend the other day that said he was watching rock skipping on ESPN, some recorded show. So people want it back badly.
Our conversation Inside the Ropes will continue with Golf Channel's Matt Adams after this quick break.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour one, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. But right now, let's go back inside the ropes with the Golf Channel's Matt Adams. So take us back to, you know, just a couple years ago, November 2018. This matchup between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, there was a lot of hype about this. It was at Shadow Creek in Las Vegas. How did you think this played out? Did you like it?
I think, yeah. I mean, I'm easily entertained when it comes to golf and comes to tour players. So I actually did enjoy it. I enjoyed watching it. I thought that they tried really hard. You called it hype, Alyssa, and they really tried hard, both in advance in terms of that same hype and also from the perspective of what they did on the air with the panel discussion and all the rest. I actually, again, don't think they need any of that. I think from a golfer's perspective, we just want to see him hit shots, and we just want to see him play. It doesn't really matter who's yucking it up on the sides or, you know, what they say. I don't really think that adds anything. I think in the case of the live pay-per-view event that just ended up being a live event that I don't know if anybody paid for. I know I paid for it and then got my money back. So that was, I thought, really nice. From that standpoint, I thought that they tried a little too hard to make it, you know, just like a bunch of buddies sitting around yucking it up. I think people consume sport the way that they want to. You don't have to define it for them. And when you've got two of the best all time competing head to head, that was enough.
Well, I liked what Charles Barkley providing some colorful commentary there. He was saying we were watching some pretty bad golf.
Yeah, and Barkley is notorious for saying exactly what's on his mind, that's for sure.
Hey, glad you've been with us. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Our very special guest has been Matt Adams from the Golf Channel. Hey, Matt, connect with our audience. Tell them where they can go and listen to your live radio show Monday through Friday.
The name of the show is The Fairways of Life, as you've been kind enough to note, Alyssa. You can get it on the Fairways of Life apps. You can get it on fairwaysoflife.com. It's available 24/7 for free on demand all over the world, and it's everywhere. Anywhere that you get your audio from, iHeart, TuneIn, Apple Music, whatever it is, we're on there, and we're available to you all the time. And the archive, I think there's about 10,000 interviews on there right now, so there's plenty to do during this downtime.
You know, Matt, we still have another 60 seconds. I had mentioned you were a multiple-time New York Times best-selling author. What was your latest release? Tell us about one of your books.
The book that just came out was called The Golf Round That I Will Never Forget, and it's pulled from these interviews with these great champions where we go in-depth and they take us shot by shot, hole by hole, through some great triumphs that they had in their career. So it's pretty fun to get their perspective on incredible events.